At the Farm Progress Show, I'm visiting with Nigel McKenzie with New Holland. And Nigel, tell me a little bit about yourself, what you do for New Holland.
Hi, Chuck. My name's Nigel McKenzie. I'm the segment marketing lead for combines and heads for the North American market.
Well, thanks for having us here to your booth for a breakfast this morning. Tell us a little bit about what's new in the area of combines from New Holland that you're showing off here at Farm Progress Show.
No problem. First of all, thanks for coming. Great to see you. Model year 14 is a big year for us. We've got a number of important product improvements and changes on the combines. I mean, we've been innovating since we launched the TR70 back in 1970. This combine behind me, the 1990, it's model year 14, as I say, still innovating since then. Big change, I would say, in the front of the machine, the dynamic stone protection. We launched that a couple of years ago, really as principally for people who were in conditions where we had very high number of stones, and it was an opportunity for them to continue harvesting rather than having to stop and reset the system. We have a very efficient ASB system. We found, in fact, that we're getting some really good capacity increases with that system. So now that that system is available on all narrow and wide frame machines, both for the small grain and the corn and soybean customer. So DSP available as an option on all machines, including the 1990 we take from Zedelgem, which is our small grain combine for those high capacity guys in Western Canada. The other thing I would say I'd like to highlight is what we've done with the grain handling system. We've improved the transition from the cleaning shoe to the clean grain elevator. So in high-yielding, high-moisture corn conditions, we're able to exit more material from the cleaning shoe. That improves our cleaning capacity. Also, the bin now, the grain tank, is 410 bushels, biggest in the industry. Enables customers to go longer and longer between emptying. We've increased the length of the unloading tube. People are putting 45-foot heads on our combines now because of the capacity we've got. So we need to make sure we have a long enough auger out there so they can comfortably unload. Also, we've increased the unloading capacity now to 4 bushels per second. So, again, we want to minimize the time the guys are stopped or slowed down by unloading.
You've had a chance probably to talk to some of the farmers out here. What do they seem to want to know when they come up and want to look at one of these big machines?
I think there's people are looking at capacity. They want to do more, and they want to do it in a quicker time. People are looking about efficiencies, reducing operating costs, and we've got. I mean, with the twin rotor system, we've got a unique system on here. We're able to give capacity, but without compromising grain quality. Also, because of what we're doing and the efficiencies in the twin rotor design, we're able to put. Spread the material over the cleaning shoe, so you're getting excellent sample. That's a low cost of ownership. The Tier 4 solution for us has been phenomenal. We're seeing reduced operating costs, reduced fuel consumption compared to prior models. So I would say people they're focused on cost. People are really focused on cost. Want to harvest quicker and more efficiently and at lower cost.
How about on the front end of these machines when it comes to harvesting corn with the corn heads? I thought you had some interesting improvements there.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. We've got a whole new corn head available for model year 14, built in Burlington, Iowa, available in 6, 8, and 12-row configurations. We're really excited about it, particularly about the 12-row folding version, so that 3 outer rows each side fold up, so the width when it's folded is narrower than the duals, so you can transport down the road. Customers who are changing field constantly, it's a real boon for them. They don't have to get off out of the cab to fold it up. But we're excited because it's available in chopping and non-chopping versions. We're seeing more and more people looking at how they manage their residue, and the chopping corn head gives them an opportunity to reduce the length of the stover and spread it more evenly. So we're seeing a lot of interest in that. We've also made changes to the plastic, try and get under down crop, particularly reduce the risk of cob loss. Again, people are focused on, they grow this crop all year long, right? Do you want to make sure you get as much of it in the combine as you can?
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Nigel, for visiting with me here at the Farm Progress Show, learning more about what's new in the area of combines with New Holland. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.